Hello, I'm Jamie, and you're listening to Felixstowe Radio. Confirmed listeners in Felixstowe, Manchester, and Aberdeen. Here's some music.
We come on this loop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did roam, drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken. Up the John B. sail, see how the mainsail sets. Call for the captain ashore, let me go home, let me go home. I wanna go home, yeah, yeah. Well, I feel so broke up, I wanna go home.
Never been alone.
So that was the wonderful Beach Boys with Sloop John B from the one of the greatest albums ever made, Pet Sounds. Right, before we go on, we'll do a bit of weather, what we got going on in the world, or in Felixstowe. Tonight, much of the night will be dry with some clear spells, but it will turn cloudy after midnight, with outbreaks of rain moving in through the dawn period, heavy in places. Temperatures will dip to as low as 3 degrees. Tomorrow we'll get some early cloud and rain, but that'll clear away, leaving a largely dry, chillier feeling day with plenty of sunny spells, with just a small risk of showers in the afternoon, but a cold feel to the day with highs of 6 to 7 degrees. As for your traffic in and around Felixstowe, I'm looking at the old map, and it's all green, which is good. So that means no travel issues. So yeah, right. Just going to start off with a bit of feedback from the first show. A couple of people have said that they enjoyed the music, which is lovely, because the majority of the music I'll be playing is my choice. I'll promise I won't play the 14-minute version of Bob Dylan's Lily Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts to you just yet. Triangle. I talked about the Felixstowe Soap Triangle. I watched the first 4 episodes on Sunday, given it a chance. You know, as many have said, that it's possibly the worst TV ever made, and unfortunately I think they're correct. It was woeful. There was one highlight of the 4 episodes was a couple of gentlemen in one scene were standing in the port of Felixstowe where the Dock Basin used to be, just off that, having a chat. That was probably the highlight of the 4 episodes. So I switched it off and put Sons and Daughters on, the classic 80s soap from Australia. That was my Sunday afternoon. I also chatted about books, and you'll probably notice that books will be a big part of my show because I do love them. The Enchanted Wood, I bought that in the Blighton Faraway Tree. I read it the other day. There's something that stood out. The magic was still there, you know, for a bloke who's 50-odd. Yeah, the magic was still there. It, you know, took me back to when I was 12, 13, living on Grange Farm Avenue in Felixstowe, and we'd pretend that one of the linking roads took us to the Enchanted Wood when it took us to Crossgate Field. Anyway, one slight change was the names of the children. The young girl Fanny became Franny, and the cousin Dick became Rick. So we can all work out why they were probably changed, but that's by the by. And the other book was one of Amy Edwards' favourites, Journey to the River Sea, and I said I'd never read it. Now, a good friend of mine listened to the show, Mr. Ian Watson, and he texted me afterwards and said he's just purchased the book and posted it to me, so I'm looking forward to that arriving. Fantastic little thing that someone has listened to the show and bought me a gift. So, you know, we don't do this for any reward, so anything we get, thank you. So that's a little feedback on the first show. I've had some other feedback as well, and I take on board, and all feedback is positive feedback in my opinion, because even the bad feedback we can work on it and change. So what I'm going to do now is play another song, and this one is
I'm not afraid to
So that was Cast with All Right, a band that I saw in Glastonbury 25 years ago, but have absolutely no memory of because the local Scrumpy Jack took hold. And went to see them in Birmingham a couple of years ago, but never made it to the gig because I went with my brother and my nephew Macaulay, who is our listener in Aberdeen, came down to meet us, and we ended up going to a Chinese restaurant for tea and some beers instead. So maybe one day I'll get to see Cast. So what we got going on in Felix at the moment then? I had a little look for before I came on air. We've got the park runs on the prom, 9 a.m. every Saturday. I might even do one day. I don't think I'll last very long, but I'll give it a go. And a Spa Pavilion, we've got on the 12th of February, we've got a Moulin Rouge tribute called Come What May. And then the following week, on the 19th of Feb, is a Mercury Ultimate Queen tribute, which I'm going to, so looking forward to that. This weekend, we have karaoke night at both the Grosvenor and the Falcon on Friday. On Friday night, if you want some live music, the Hand in Hand in Trimley have a band called the Renegade 12. By the look of the picture, I think they might be a bit heavy, but great to hear live music, isn't it? I think they kick off at 9. Then on Saturday at the White Horse, there's somebody called A Man in a Hat. Unfortunately, I don't know a great deal about who the man is or what hat he's got, but the White Horse, if you've got nothing to do on Saturday, go along there because their campaign to save them, because I think the landlords might be selling. So if anyone can go in the door, buy a few beers, listen to some music, all helps to saving the White Horse. And to round up the entertainment is Sunday afternoon, a gentleman called Bruce Aldred at 4 p.m. will be playing at the Half Moon. There may be others. If you want anything mentioned, what you're doing, what you got advertised, let us know. If music's not your thing, we've got some wonderful restaurants in Felixstowe. We've got lovely Chinese restaurants, Turkish, Indian, places on the seafront, in the town. Go out, have a meal out, enjoy it, spend some money in Felixstowe, let Felixstowe buzz. Yeah, so I'm going to play another little song, and this one is for my brother Rory. This is one of our favourites, a group we've seen 9 or 10 times together, but unfortunately we'll never see them again.
Mother phoned up last night, she was going spare. She was in a temper, pulling out her hair. Your sister's fault in a scruffy looking shed. Father, don't give a monkey, and this is what he said.
I don't care if he comes round here. I've got more beer in the sideboard here. Let mama sort it out if he comes round here. I said to me, mother, let me have a talk to dad. So he comes to the telephone, it was an half message. She's got no sense, it's a little can. If he comes round here, it is gonna be around. I don't care if he comes round here. I've got more beer in the sideboard here. Let mama sort it out if he comes round here. I'll tell him something else, he always never got a job. He hangs around the betting shop, a lazy little yop. Mother says, calm down, dad, he's all right. But they're out there snogging in the passage all night. I don't care if he comes round here. I've got my beer in the sideboard here. Let mama sort it out if he comes round here.
When he comes round here,
I got my beer. Let mama sort it out in the sideboard here. Got my beer. Let mama sort it out. I don't care if he comes round here.
He was a tramp with a stubble on his chin. He looks like something that the cat's brought in. Never got no money, smokes all my fags. Got holes in his soles and he's hanging in rags.
On top of that, he said, I tell you why I got the upshot. A skinny little belly now is sticking out the front. There's nothing seems to fit her shoes and running out of clothes. And if he's been taking liberties, I punch him on the nose.
But I don't care if he comes round here. I've got my beer in the sideboard here. Let mother sort it out if he comes round here.
If he comes round here,
I got my beer. Let mother sort it out in the sideboard here. I've got my beer. Let mother sort it out. I don't care if he comes round.
If he comes round here,
I got my beer, let mama sort it out.
mama sorted here, let mama sorted out if you come round here. I don't care, I don't care, I don't care if you come round here. I've got my beer in the sideboard here, let mama sorted out if you come round here.
That was, of course, Chaz and Dave with the Sideboard song. Yeah, we saw them 9 times overall and a couple of times in Ipswich, but the majority of the time was in Felixstowe. They came to the Spa quite often. One time they even came to the Labour Club. We had a do in there in the Labour Club. Yeah, it was one of the... In fact, when Chaz died, that's one of the saddest celebrity deaths in my life, I think. I loved the man. I loved the Chaz and Dave. And so if I can play Chaz and Dave on my radio show, then I'll do it. And I've got some stuff that they do that isn't their normal, you know, jokey, rockney stuff. Some of their sort of ballads, I'll play them to you someday and prove what great musicians they were. I could talk about Chaz and Dave forever, but I won't. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to play you some adverts.
Are you looking for an excellent maintenance and servicing centre for all your commercial needs? Why not contact A&R Commercials Limited? We service light vans, HGVs and trailers too. We also have an excellent breakdown recovery service and a very competitive price tyre department. We can also service your air conditioning too. We also have brake testing facilities and up-to-date diagnostics, and our technicians are Urtech trained and are on call 24/7. If we can help you in any way, please call 01223 675 684 or for more information, search A&R Commercials on social media or go to our website at ar-commercials.co.uk.
With over 70 years' experience behind them, Relax Furniture and Carpets at Brett's is the ideal place to visit when you want to invest in a new piece of furniture. Located at 82 to 84 Bramford Road, Ipswich, they carry a varied range of sofas, suites, armchairs, recliners, beds and carpets. But there's no hard sell, but they guarantee style and great value for your money. Visit the website at brettsfurniture.co.uk to have a look at what's in stock and keep an eye out for the up-and-coming sale to snap up a bargain. The shop is open Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Oh, did I mention? There's free car parking. That's Relax Furniture at Brett's, 82 to 84 Bramford Road, Ipswich. Call Brett's now on 01473 252 327. That's Brett's on 01473 252 327.
Hi, my name is Dave. For 2 hours on a Sunday morning, you can listen to some great Christian music. You'll find the Sunday morning show is uplifting, it's encouraging, and we play music that's going to make you feel good. So why don't you join me on Sundays, 8 till 10, the Sunday morning show, Felixstowe Radio, 107.5 FM. This is community radio at its best.
Hello all, I'm Jamie and you're listening to Felixstowe Radio. You probably guessed I'm still a bit nervous. I don't know why, I'm not normally nervous, but I'm sitting here, I've got all these buttons in front of me, I've got stuff to look at, and normally I just fly through it, but I've got a bit of a shake on, I'm a bit nervous people, so bear with me. Next little thing, what I want to do is I want some audience participation. The section I'm going to have is the greatest song ever. I'll start it off with what I think is the greatest song ever, and you'll have to prove me wrong. You can get in touch with us, studio@felixstowradio.org.uk. You can use the text number, which is 01394 366107, or you can look me up on Facebook, Jamie Versey, or use the Felixstowe Radio Group page on Facebook and tell me your favourite song ever, and we'll see if anyone can match this.
Thank you. she lit up a candle and she showed me the way. There were voices down the corridor. I thought I heard them say, welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place, such a lovely place, such a lovely face. Plenty of room at the Hotel California. Chambers, they gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the night man, we are programmed. Check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
The Eagles or Hotel California, that'll take some beating. Greatest song of all time. You don't often hear that on the radio, though, do you? 6.5 minutes there. Normally, the only time you hear it is after Popmaster, when Ken Bruce wants to pop out for a smoke. Yeah, just look at the old travel map. I keep forgetting to look because I don't drive, so I only ride my bike, and if there's any roadworks, I can nip on the path. Don't tell anyone what we got here. No, it's all good around Felixstowe, so if you want to go home now before the rush. But put the radio on in your car. Brilliant. Some of you may know that I've done other little bits of broadcasting, but in the podcast world. I started this in August of last year, and the first one I ever done was called Felixstowe's Finest. Now, what I want to do, I want to bring that to this radio show, where I'll either be talking about or chatting to somebody or some people from Felixstowe, or, you know, grown up here, or they don't necessarily have to be born here, but they've lived here or worked here or done things here that the town could be proud of. And the first one that I want to talk about on the radio is, it's a gentleman who is a professional footballer. Well, he was until yesterday. He announced his retirement at the age of 37. The gentleman I'm talking about is Matt Bloomfield. He played for Wickham Wanderers. Now, he's Felixstowe. Well, when I say Felixstowe, he's Trimley. You know, he'll tell me he's a Trimley boy. But, you know, all-encompassing areas all come under the Felixstowe banner, as far as I'm concerned. He was a Trimley Red Devils boy and then got snapped up by Ipswich. And unfortunately, he only played once for Ipswich, and I was lucky enough to be at that game. It was 23rd of September 2003, away at Notts County, where Matt came on in the 30-something minute as a substitute. Unfortunately, Town lost 2-1. Yeah, he played. After that, Joe Royal was the boss and sold him on to Wickham Wanderers, where at the end of his career, yesterday, he tallied up 556 games. That's amazing. 556 games and 42 goals, which one of them came in the Championship when he's aged 37. I do believe his birthday is very soon, so he'd be another year older. Lovely lad, Matt. And any of you that know him will know that he's got time for everyone. He's not big-headed, or, like, you know, some sports stars who, you know, they could be big-headed. Matt is far from that. He's got time for everyone. He remembers his roots. He comes from a good sporting family. His dad, Steve, I think, possibly still playing cricket for Felixstowe, and Steve's a little bit older than me. But, you know, he's still getting about. And Steve had a big local football man he played for and managed alongside George Ainslie. He managed Walton when they won the double back in 96, 97, 98, somewhere around then. I forget without Googling it. Yes, Steve and then the brothers, they're heavily involved in football, or have been. Great sporting family, but a nice family. And it's really refreshing yesterday when I took to Twitter and I read about Matt retiring. There was no bad word. You know, nowadays, somebody's always got to make a joke and it's derogatory. But it wasn't. It was just so refreshing to read a long thread with everyone saying nice things. And it's fantastic. He played 18 seasons for Wickham Wanderers and scored in every single one of them. I read something today that his boyhood dream came true. And not only did he play 556 games, he even captained his side at Wembley. Something we can only dream of as children. Even some adults still dream they can still do it. But he's done it. And he's done it by being nice. Just going to highlight one or two things that Matt has done. He signed the government charter for action against homophobia in football back in 2011. He signed it on behalf of Wickham Wanderers, and I believe he was the first person, and Wickham were the first football club to do so. So that's brilliant. And then in 2013, during the summer, where many footballers would go to Ibiza and have a disco, he went to Kenya. He took a team over to Kenya in the summer, and he helped build classrooms and done some talks and just mucked in Kenyan schools, giving something back. That's great. And some of the tributes come from a former footballer called Gary Thompson, played over 750 games. He says, "Matt is one of the greatest human beings that he knows. He's a man of honour and integrity. The current Wycombe Wanderers player Jack Grimmer has said he learned so much from him on and off the pitch. He's a true role model. And Bill Turnbull, the former BBC breakfast man, he says that Matt is a shining example of what a footballer should be. He's a true role model. He's dedicated, driven and generous. Now, as a person, to have that said about you must feel great, especially when the press sometimes is full of bad news about footballers. It's great to have one where you can have good news. The question I'm going to ask is he Felix Dew's greatest ever sports person? Get back to me with some feedback and tell me your thoughts on that. So on that, what I'm going to have to do is play a song. Now, well, that is synonymous with a lot of football clubs, but especially Wycombe Wanderers. So that was the Wycombe Wanderers pitch entry song, Liquidator, by Harry J and the All Stars, which takes us nicely to a little bit of this once more.
Opal, your local kitchen and bathroom service. Come and visit our showroom at 81 St Andrews Road, Felixstowe, for a complete bathroom and kitchen installation service. We can offer undertile heating, general building maintenance, plastering and electrical work. Why not contact a member of our customer service team to see how we can help on 01394 277 585. Opal Bathrooms, better by design.
Are you looking for the holiday home of your dreams? Then why not visit Suffolk Sands Holiday Park in Felixstowe? Situated right next to the beach and Langard Nature Reserve. We're open for 11 and a half months of the year. We're pet friendly and have super fast Wi-Fi on the park. Prices starting at $35,995. Right now you can have pitch fees completely free for 2022. Why not come down to the park today? We're based on Car Road, IP11 2TS. Or give us a call on 01394 284 777, or search Suffolk Sands Holiday Park and turn your dreams into a reality.
Is your loft a no-go area? Is gaining access a real mission because the hatch is too small, or just in the wrong place and you need gymnastics to get in? Or maybe your ladder is unstable? Do you need safe, easy storage, a proper floor or more insulation? Access for Lofts can make your loft a safe, useful place with easy access, including ladder installation. Call us today for a free survey and quote. Phone Ipswich 851 883 or Google Access for Lofts Ipswich.
Hiya, this is Tony with a question for you. Do you like great music?
Can play that game.
There ain't no game.
Well, join me on a Sunday afternoon between 2 and 5 for great music and more.
Tony Horton at the weekends on Felixstowe Radio.
Surf the waves with Felixstowe Radio.
Thank you for them adverts. We've got some travel. Still nothing, as I say. Put your foot down, get yourself home, get in the warm. And I'll do the weather again. I'll keep forgetting these things. Early tomorrow is early cloudy and rain will clear away, leaving a largely dry, chillier. Is chillier a word? Chillier feeling day with plenty of sunny spells. Just a small risk of showers in the afternoon. It's a cold field to the day with highs of 6 to 7. Here's a little bit of Dean Martin.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk that makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried up on some lines. It keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on the columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing nor forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and find moving on a back road by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gently on my mind. But I dipped my cup of soup back from the gurgling cracking cauldron in some train yarn. My beard a roughened coal pile and a dirty hat put low across my face. Cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend I'll hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back road by the river of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
What a fabulous song there by Dean Martin. I love that. I love the Bobby Gentry and Glen Campbell version of Gentle On My Mind. And that's the first time I've heard the Dean Martin version, but actually a bit of turning country into swing. That is super. I'll play that one again another day. Well, yeah, I think we'll be looking at the time. It's 4:45 on Thursday. The roads are still clear, so I'll talk to you about some books. As you know, as I said before, I love my books. This little section is going to be about three Felixstowe authors that I read. And we've got a lady called Ruth Dugdale. She's been writing several years, and I read one of her books 3 or 4 years ago. It was set in the Bartlett Hospital when it, before it was sold off for luxury flats. That's a standalone. But the series I'm currently reading of hers, I'm two books down of four. It's about a probation officer called Kate Austin. And Ruth, before she became a full-time author, was a probation officer. And the first book in the series I loved because it was set in Felixstowe. You know, talk about the Grand Hotel and other places in Felixstowe. And it's, I think I mentioned last week about the TV series that's set here. If the book you're reading is places you know, it just adds a little bit more realism to it. Now, there's two more books in that series which I'll get to shortly. I think she's got two or three other standalone novels. I'm hoping that there'll be some new material from Ruth soon, and if there is, we'll talk about it on here. The next one is an author that I've only just discovered, but he's been writing for several years. A gentleman called Ian Maitland. He's fairly new author for me. I've only read one of his books, and that was his most recent one. It's called The Girl Downstairs. And as I say, all these books are like crime fiction and sort of psychological thrillers. That's a sort of book I like reading, and this one is there. And again, Felixstowe, talking like walking along the prom and going into Tesco Express. And you know, and you're trying to work out in your head, these people that are in a book, are they in Felixstowe really? But they're not. They're a figment of the gentleman's imagination, and he has a marvellous imagination. He's one of his earlier books, Mr. Todd's Reckoning, which is third on my list of books to read, is, I believe, being turned into a TV series and or film. So there's again, as we get more details on that, I'll share them with you, because I think if that book and his other two or three are as good as The Girl Downstairs, which is the one I've recently read, then he's an author well worth getting on. And I shouldn't have favourites, but my favourite Felixstowe author is a lady called Jeanette Hewitt. She's had three short stories published in anthologies, and she's had 8 books released in total, with the next one due in April. I've read her most recent one that came out in January. She just gets better and better. You know, it's someone I know, so it's quite tricky when you're reading a book by someone you know, and then you're going to do a review. You don't want it to be rubbish, because you'd have to lie to them, and that's not nice. But there's no need for that, because what she does is awesome. It's brilliant. So we've what I'm going to do with Jeanette is, once I get a few more of these under my belt and I start having guests in, she's going to come in and talk to me about her books. So hopefully we can tie it in with the release of her next one. And, so if you do read, look for Ruth Dugdale, Ian Maitland and Jeanette Hewitt, and get on them books. But if there's any Felixstowe authors that you think I should be reading, please let me know, and I'll read them all. So that's that little section. So I think this is a perfect little song just to finish that section off nicely.
Paperback writer. Dirty man.
change it round, and I want to be a paperback writer.
So that was the Beatles, and you don't need me to tell you that the greatest band has ever lived. I am off in 2 weeks' time. I'm off to Liverpool again for my holidays, and will no doubt do all the Beatles stuff again. Now, if I didn't love Felix so much and actually need to live here for my work, Liverpool would be the city I move to. Brilliant. Now, I think I'm a little bit ahead of myself. I planned for an hour, but I've done it all in about 52 minutes. So what I'm going to do, I've got one more song. I'll play that because it's another classic you don't hear very often. And this one is from my good friend Jim McCandless. So that's The Incredible Yes by McColeman and Butler. I'm almost done, but before I go, I've had a couple of messages come in about greatest ever songs, so I've got a couple lined up for next time I'm on. And Martin Biddle has messaged me about the Felixstowe's Greatest Sportsman, and he's come in with a great shout. Bill Tancred. They're double medal winner at two consecutive Commonwealth Games. So we'll do some more talk about Bill Tancred and who and what he has achieved in another episode. So that's me signing off. Until next time they let me in the building. Here we go with a little bit of Ed Sheeran.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street by the side of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean? The Gaelic ink on your arm. Said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you want to drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar. Then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway girl. At darts and then she beat me at pool and then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool after dancing to Kaylee singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet, a cappella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room is where she was singing to me. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance, my pretty little Galway girl. Said our welcome and it's closing time. I was holding her hand was holding mine. Our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine. As we fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside to finish some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a Galway girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands.
On 107.4.